Hi and welcome. Thank you for joining our podcast, Chicken Chat, where you will hear stories about our miniature pet chickens. We are an extension to our Instagram page at pluma.rvcerama. We hope you enjoyed the stories we have for you today. We have a really cool story for you guys today. I told it to my husband when he came home from work. He thought it was really cool. And then when I created the reel, he helped me make the voice for Cupcake. It was his idea that we use voice to show what they are thinking throughout the process.
Cupcake is our Cerama rooster, and he spends the night inside. And during the day, he goes outside and he regulates our two flocks. But he is also in charge of the inside flock. So he's a very busy rooster.
Yes, he is. And the girls inside love him very much. And the girls outside also look forward to seeing him. And they love him as well. And they follow his lead. Summer is completely in love with Cupcake.
Oh, definitely.
And every morning when Summer is going to lay an egg, she has to have Cupcake help her. And the way that works is that Cupcake runs around the house, mostly our bedroom, because just in our bedroom alone, we have 7 different nesting boxes. 7 nesting boxes I prepare that they can choose from.
Use nesting boxes in quotes. Some of them are nesting boxes. Some of them are laundry hampers or boxes.
I actually only have 1 nesting box. The rest is, one is a cage, one is a cat house, one is a kitten house. There's a tent that is also a kitten house, but we use it for the chickens to go in. There is a box container where I used to store my
crafts
supplies, mm-hmm. but Tishy decided that she wanted to use it as a nesting box, so I gave that to them.
Pile of blankets in your closet.
My closet, there's a pile of blankets, and that's also a nesting area.
Not including the whole entire bed.
And the carrier.
Yes.
And yes, the whole entire bed is also a nesting area. So knowing all that, picture Cupcake walking around each nesting spot, cuckooing at her, trying to show her where to lay the egg. And he climbs up and cuckoos at her. If she feels like it, she climbs up after him. Then he does this little dance and he sits down like saying, look, this is what you need to do. She looks at him and sometimes she sits next to him. Most of the time she jumps out and stares at him. And there are other times when she jumps out, stares at him, and walks away. So I never could figure out why is she letting him stay there, like she wants him to lay the egg for her. Then I figure out that she is asking for him to warm up the spot.
Because she's spoiled.
She's rotten. The funny thing is that he always thinks he found the spot and I'm going to warm it up for you. And he's excited about it. And then she walks away. All that warming up goes to nothing because she decides, nah, I don't think I want that one. So he has to go and find a new one, sit the whole process again.
And don't think he goes to one spot one time. Over the period of several hours, he can go to the same spot 2-3 times until finally, I don't know if she's just, the egg is now coming, she's worked it out. Or she's like, okay, fine, I'm just going to do this one.
I think she's worked it out. I think the whole time is the equivalent of a pregnant lady walking back and forth trying to get those contractions, you know. Because it's so cute to watch them because I know he's looking for an egg because they look so busy and so preoccupied. And they're walking around around the house with this really serious, like mission impossible type of thing. And they walk around looking and making those cute little sounds. And then finally, after a few hours, she decides, okay, it's time. And she picks something out of the blue and she lays her egg there.
And what's funny is if this starts in the morning before Cupcake goes out, he will not go outside until it's done. We have opened the door and he ignores it until she is done laying her egg.
I forgot about that. That's really sweet.
You know, and then he goes outside, sometimes with a tie.
Yes. Yes, as you have seen, Cupcake loves running outside to go see his hands. So we thought that was a great opportunity to put on a tie, open the door, and video him running outside. And apparently, a lot of people have loved that. In fact, because of Cupcake, the posts have gone viral 3 different times. It's very cute, I think, very endearing to me to see this rooster. Not only does he provide for his girls, he protects his girls. He keeps an eye out on the sky for his girls. He finds them nesting boxes. While they are laying that egg, he sits there and encourages them. Whatever way, sounds, dancing, sitting next to them, cooing at them, purring. It's so cute. And then when they're done, he starts screaming the egg song.
He's the first one to scream it.
Uh-huh. He's the first one who screams it. So it's super adorable. And I hope you enjoyed the reel. Let me know in the comments here, or go to Instagram and let me know what you think. Of course, I cannot show you the whole thing because it would take hours. Like we say, this takes quite a while. When Cupcake's not around and she travels with us in the RV, I bring like a heated blanket or a heated pad, something that warms up.
A hand warmer.
Put her underneath a blanket and I put her in there. And she comes out and then I put her back in there. Then she comes out and then I put her back in there whenever she tells me she needs to go back.
And this happens about 1,500 times until she's ready.
Until finally one of those times that she comes out, there's an eggy there.
Yes.
And of course, since Cupcake's not there, I have to make a big deal. And I start screaming, yay, you laid an egg, you laid an egg. And she looks at me and she's so proud of herself. I remember Pluma used to cuckoo at me when I would make a big deal about her eggs, and she would peck them and put them underneath her for a little bit.
There was multiple times where Pluma laid an egg either on you or beside you. Both you and her were like in a tent made by a blanket.
I didn't realize it at the time, but Pluma was using me like a rooster. Now that I have seen Cupcake take care of his hens and look for a nesting spot and keep it warm for them and encourage them to lay those eggs, that's the same thing I would do for Pluma. She pretty much trained me to do all those things for her. I'm glad that I got to be there for Pluma when she wanted to lay her eggs, and I'm glad that I did the right things for her. And it's very nice to watch Cupcake taking care of his hens as well. I hope that you can see that in the reel, even though it's not as long as the whole thing takes place. But hopefully it shows and you can hear those little sounds that they make when looking for a nest. Thanks everyone for joining us today. Until next time, take care. Chicken Chat Stories will be a weekly podcast where we will share behind-the-scenes stories and talk about the most popular reels and posts in our Instagram account. We want to keep this conversation organic, natural, and fun. We appreciate your support. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on any podcast app. Until next time, keep the stories going.